set up, I would recommend, it will renew your love for God
as you study along in the Bible. But the Bible's the main thing. And it will be the Bible that we will really turn to next week even more as something that we need to discipline ourselves to do in order to love God more. The psalmist in Psalm 8, verses 3 through 4, when I look at your heavens and the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars, which you have set in place, what is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you care for him? I've been told many times over the years that I married up, okay, with my wife, and I did. And it's because I believe I married up that I still love her deeply and more deeply than I did when we first got married. And using the marriage comparison when it comes to God, we got to believe we married up with God. We got to be amazed by God. You do that, your love for God will grow more and more. Let's bow our heads. Father, we are humbled by your word and humbled by you and humbled by your love for us. Help us to grow in our love for you. Help us to humble ourselves before you. We love you. We want to love you more. Bless us, we ask, in your son's name. Amen. Well, maybe you're growing in your love for God, but you're not a Christian. If that's the case, you need to become a Christian, and we'd love to study with you and help you in any way that we can. If you're ready to become a Christian this morning, the water's ready, and you can have your sins washed away. If it's a child of God, you recognize that your love is not where it needs to be. I want to go back to one of my first questions. What do you need to do? This is very important. Nothing else is more important than your relationship with God. And if we can help you in that area, or if you just need prayers, then while we're here with one another, singing with one another, come forward while we stand and sing.